the best costume. Once there was a little girl whose name was Molly. She had a furry little dog named Pete. It just so happened one hot summer afternoon that Molly found herself with absolutely nothing to do. She cried to her mother,
"Mommy, I'm bored. I can't find anything to do."
Her mother answered, "Molly, I'm working right now. I just don't have time for this. You've got a good imagination. I know you can think of something to keep yourself busy."
"No, I can't, Mom," Molly cried.
"Hmm," said her mother. "I have an idea for you. Your grandma was here yesterday, and she brought over some boxes full of some old things. How about if you go into the garage and have a look around? Maybe you'll find a game or something like that."
"Hmm, well, okay," said Molly,
and she walked away pouting. Pete wagged his tail and followed Molly towards the garage.
"Pete," she said, "I sure hope we can find something to do, and I hope it's not boring," said Molly.
The garage door made a squeaking sound as Molly pushed it open. It was dark and dusty inside, so it was hard to see at first. After her eyes adjusted to the light, Molly saw a huge box, almost as tall as her, sitting in the middle of the garage.
"Look at that box, Pete," said Molly. "I wonder what's inside. Let's go see."
When Molly opened the box, she could see that there were some clothes inside, but they weren't just ordinary clothes. There were sparkles and silky fabrics and all kinds of bright colors.
"Look, Pete, it's a giant box of costumes. Let's try some on."
The first costume Molly found was a clown costume. She put on the curly orange wig and the purple and blue suit and the brown shoes.
"Come on, Pete. Let's put this ruffle around your neck. There! Now we look like we belong in a circus," she said. "Let's go do some circus tricks."
Molly ran out into the backyard and started doing somersaults in the grass.
"Do a flip, Pete," she said.
Pete just sat there with his ruffle and looked at her. Then Molly started trying to do cartwheels.
"Come on, Pete," she said. "Jump up and down."
Pete just sat there.
"Hmm, I know," said Molly. "See that ladder over there? I'm going to climb up to the top, and then I'll jump down. It'll be just like the flying trapeze."
Just then, she heard a voice. "You get down from that ladder right now before you hurt yourself, young lady." Molly's mother didn't sound too happy.
"Okay, Mom," she said. "Come on, Pete, let's find something else."
The next costume Molly found looked like a mermaid outfit. It had a sparkly green skirt with a pink top.
"Here you go, Pete. Put this shell necklace on," said Molly. "Now we really look like real mermaids, except for one thing. Mermaids need water."
Molly ran towards the garden hose. She turned it on and started spraying water on everything in sight. She sprayed the grass, the flowers. She even sprayed the ladder. And then she sprayed Pete. That was a mistake. Pete did not like this at all and went running into the house dripping with water. He made muddy footprints all over the kitchen floor. When Molly's mother saw this, she yelled, "Molly, look at this mess. You need to clean this up right now."
"But I don't want to. It's not my fault," said Molly.
"Who sprayed the dog with water?" asked Mother.
"I did," said Molly.
"Well then, here's the mop," said her mother. After Molly finished mopping up that muddy mess, she decided to give the box of costumes one last try. She dug to the very bottom of the box, and boy, was she surprised to find a real-looking monster outfit. It was green, with spikes down the back and a long tail.
"This looks just like a real monster," said Molly,
so she put it on.
"Row!" she said.
Pete took one look at Molly and ran away to find a safe hiding place. She went around to the front of the house just as the mailman was walking towards her mailbox.
"Rah!"
she screamed. The mailman was so startled that he dropped all of the mail he was carrying onto the ground.
"Hey, little kid,"
said the mailman. Go and get your mother. I want to talk to her. Molly stepped just inside the front door.
Mommy, she yelled. The mailman wants to have a talk with you.
When Molly's mother came to the door, she sure didn't like what she saw. There was the mailman standing in the yard with his letters on the ground. He had his hands on his hips and he was wearing a frown. Then she noticed Molly standing there in her monster outfit. What happened? Asked Mother, even though she already knew.
Your little girl jumped out and scared me and made me drop all the mail on the ground. I don't think that was very nice, he said.
You're right, that wasn't very nice, said Mother. But Molly's a good girl. I know she didn't mean to make you angry, and that she's very sorry. Right, Molly?
Right, Mom, said Molly. I am sorry.
Molly and her mother helped the mailman pick up the letters. Goodbye, they said to him as he walked away. Molly, said Mother, I think it's time to clean up and get settled down for the night. What do you say? Molly agreed. They put all the costumes back in the box and put the garden hose away. Mother took the shell necklace off of Pete and put that into the box, too. How about if you go take a bath and change into your pajamas while I cook you something to eat? Asked Mother. Molly went into the bathroom and did what her mother asked her to do. After she was all clean and ready, she came back to the kitchen and ate her dinner. Molly's mother noticed that Molly was yawning at the table.
You look tired, Molly, said Mother. Let's go to bed early tonight.
Molly and her mother walked down the hall and into Molly's room. Molly climbed into her nice, soft bed. Pete jumped up on the bed beside her.
Good night, Molly. I love you, said her mother.
Good night, Mommy. I love you too, said Molly.
Then she looked at Pete and said,
You know what, Pete? These pajamas are the best clothes I've had on all day. The best costume is being me.
Just then, Pete gave Molly a kiss on the cheek. He thought so too.
The end.